From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Hurricane Maria is unleashing on the Dominican Republic this morning, and in Maria's wake, rescue workers are fanning out across the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, which was hit hard yesterday. Dozens of towns there remain isolated and cut off as power and telephone lines are out. This year has been pretty epic for the U.S. between hurricanes, flooding, and wildfires. And it's no coincidence that the places with the highest risk of these natural disasters are also really lovely places to live otherwise. A new report finds that median home prices in these areas have fallen twice as fast as homes in places with lowest risk levels. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
During the housing recovery of the last 5 years, home prices have risen 65% in areas with the biggest risk of natural disaster, compared to 45% overall. Darren Bloomquist with Adam Data Solutions says despite all the news people have seen about wildfires, flooding, and hurricanes,
that's not their number one motivation when making a decision about buying a home. In fact, it's probably pretty far down the list.
Bloomquist says home buyers are more concerned about jobs and quality of life, but people may be taking some risks more seriously. In the last decade, he says median home prices have fallen in areas with the highest risk for flooding and hurricane storm surge. Economist Aaron Terrazas at Zillow says as damaging storms become more common,
perhaps, you know, people will be a little bit more hesitant in purchasing homes in these waterfront exposed communities.
Especially, he says, if Congress reduces coverage under the National Flood Insurance Program, which expires in December. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.